You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The New England Patriots -5 at 10-11. The Buffalo Bills +5 at 10-11. We've talked on this podcast before, Gil, about revenge matches in the NFL, and this certainly has the feel of one. New England might have been without Tom Brady when the Buffalo Bills beat them in Week 4, but the manner of that defeat, 16-0 in a divisional game, will have more than angered Bill Belichick. And New England haven't lost both regular season games against an AFC East opponent with Tom Brady at quarterback. And that's a 15-year stretch. That's the longest in the NFL since the AFL-NFL merger. That was 36 years ago. So revenge for the New England Patriots on their minds here.
Yeah, 15-year stretch, by the way, which goes prior to realignment in the NFL, prior to division realignment, which occurred, I believe, in 2002. So it stretches even before that, which is kind of amazing. The other stat about that, Dave, which I'm sure you know, is that during that span, the Patriots have lost the first game against the division opponent 6 times, which is nothing, by the way. The fact that they've only lost the first game against the division opponent 6 times in that 15-year stretch, again, consider that that's roughly out of, you know, more than 45 times, at least 45 times. I might not have that number exactly right, but it's right around there. And in each of those 6 cases, they won the rematch by an average of 28 points. Now, 6 games is a small sample size, but 28 points does speak to the fact that Bill Belichick is the best coach in the National Football League. He remembers. He remembers if you beat him particularly, and he wants to beat you like nobody's business in the event that you beat him earlier. And in the case of Rex Ryan, who, let's just put it this way, Dave, is not the most dainty guy, is not the most politically correct guy, but instead is probably the biggest blowhard coach in the NFL, with a lot of bluster and not a much performance or accomplishment backing it up. Belichick wants to kill this guy in this game. He really is motivated, and I'm sure his team is, to not only win, but win big against the Bills.
And Tom Brady, Gil, it's as if every single offseason he's cryogenically frozen and then comes back and plays for 16 weeks in the obviously in the playoffs. He never, ever seems to age, Tom Brady, and he's playing at as high a level as he's ever played at, really.
Well, 3 weeks back, right, they've averaged 31.7 points, have the Patriots. He's completed 75% of his passes for 1,004 yards, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, just another few weeks at the park. So he's been awesome, and he's the best. You know, what can you say? Even at his age, he's still the best, and I see no reason why he'll get stopped in this game. You know, the big thing is that the Bills don't have or could be without their top tailback, LeSean McCoy. And even if they have him, you wonder if he'll be diminished. He pulled a hamstring during practice last week. He aggravated the injury during the game against the Dolphins subsequent to that. And they already don't have Sammy Watkins, Marquise Goodwin, Robert Woods. Although Goodwin and Woods might play, but Goodwin is in concussion protocol. So, you know, the Bills offense, you're going to have to keep up with Brady. That Bills defense, even with Marcell Dareus coming back, they're not going to be able to shut down the Patriots. So you have to have an offense that can just continue to score with them. And while Tyrod Taylor is good, if he does not have LeSean McCoy as his, you know, running mate in this, good luck, Buffalo.
Rex Ryan has come under criticism for playing LeSean McCoy in that loss against the Miami Dolphins last Sunday. Do you think that criticism is justified, and has Anthony Lynn, the offensive coordinator, got to shoulder some of the responsibility, because he obviously knew about McCoy's injury and yet he kept him on out there for almost every single snap, Gil?
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, it's hard to know. We don't have access to what they're saying to each other. We don't know if McCoy is the one demanding to play, you know, get me in the game, you know, famous injury of RG3 with the Redskins 4 years ago. The big question around that injury was, well, was it really RG3 who begged to get back in the game? Was it Mike Shanahan who threw him back in the game? And I don't know that even after all this time, we know what really happened there. And so the same thing really applies with LeSean McCoy. Depends on, I mean, it's very easy to want to blame Rex Ryan. He sort of has that about him where, you know, I'd like to blame him, perhaps his offensive coordinator as well. But I don't know. I wouldn't read too much into that. That's one decision. It could be a decision that comes back to haunt Buffalo, you know, not just for this week, but in subsequent weeks. So regardless of who's to blame, might be something that has legs. We'll see.
And this number is 5 at the moment. Gil, are you a Patriots backer this week?
You know, it's not one of my super contest picks, but, you know, that line has gone down even from yesterday. It was at 6 yesterday, and now it's 5, which is not a key move, but is a move nonetheless. There's no way I'd bet against Belichick in this situation. No way. No way. It's either Belichick or nothing.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.